What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Where in the Fuck is Tim Couch podcast. Sorry that we've been off for a few weeks, didn't think anybody gave a fuck, but it looks like somebody might, and that's enough for me to come back in all black. It's your host, M. Dice, Matt Hassel, Hattie Mass, Puff the Grass, you know, do it big, one time, for the hometown, pipes like Jesus. Welcome back, everybody, to the Where in the Fuck is Tim Couch podcast. I hope you enjoyed the little interlude there. A little something special for my friends. A little something special for my family. Haters get mad. Haters gonna growl. Haters gonna approach. And haters gonna scowl. Daddy doesn't care. Cause daddy's all alone. Daddy does work. Daddy knows how to bone. Fairy tales. While looking for Tim Couch. Haven't found him. Out and about. Tripped on a stick. And so he said, ouch. Hop, 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 right in that kangaroo's pouch. You guys might think this shit is overrated. Yeah, I know your mom. Back in 82, we dated. How do you think you came around? I'm the daddy in this town. Break it down. 1, 2, 3 into the fall. Everybody on the floor. Everybody's on the floor. Dance, dance, and shake the booty. Ooh, you getting judged like Judy.
All right, people, let's quit dicking around. Let's jump into this segment one. First segment on the show. It's going to be titled Sports Asshole of the Week. Everybody can let me know their opinions. We can end up having a vote. For now, just go ahead and kick it off myself. And I know most people or a lot of football fans would go ahead and say Mr. Todd Gurley. The man had a guaranteed touchdown at the end of the game that would have covered the spread in the Rams game. It would have added Rams-Packers. It would have added more fantasy value to owners who had him, not only in DraftKings, FanDuel, other types of sports betting, but in, you know, friend leagues as well. I'm not going to go that far. I already knew Todd Gurley was an asshole. He's a cat guy. I am not a cat guy. I do not like cats. He likes cats. He's already an asshole. He's been an asshole. He's been shredding in fantasy. He's been covering spreads. None of this affects me. He is not an asshole this week. He is an asshole all the time. Unless somebody wants to trade him to me for fantasy, then we can talk about this in a different aspect. But until then, I'm not changing my opinion. My asshole of the week, Klay Thompson. How dare he have the balls? How dare he have the fucking balls to have 14 three-pointers in a game, setting a new all-time record for three-pointers in a game, surpassing his buddy old pal Stephen Curry, his other splash bro, his splash brosif. That is an asshole move. Nonetheless, saying that he felt like Jackie Moon wearing a headband because he got split open and he had to wear a headband for his last three. Asshole move. Asshole move. Scoring 92 on the Bulls in Chicago in the first half. Asshole move. Let's change this. The whole asshole, we'll just go to Golden State in general. They're all assholes. You got a snake. You got two pure shooters. You got DeMarcus Cousins who can't even stay on the court when he's not playing due to technical fouls. You got Draymond Green, donkey's looking ass. They're all assholes. They're my assholes of the week in sports. But it's really Klay Thompson. How dare he have the balls to shoot that many threes and only dribble the ball five times? That's a fucking asshole. If you can't dribble the ball, you can't play basketball. And it's proof by you barely making 14 three-pointers in three quarters. That's nothing. That's nothing. That's nothing. I did that. Third hour, B-days, middle school. All the time. People will say, so, Matt, that was the special ed gym class in your middle school. Yeah, so what? It doesn't change the fact. 14 three-pointers. I did it. I can do it. Anybody can do it. It's about what you believe in. It's about what you feel. It's about who you want to be. And this week, he wanted to be an asshole. So Klay Thompson, he's your sports asshole of the week. Todd Gurley is your sports asshole of all time. Right now. For liking cats. Fuck cats. Now I'm just pissed. Now I'm just fucking livid. You ever get so mad you get a boner? You ever get so mad you get a boner and then you just... you're flexing so hard in the front that you loosen up in the back and dribble a little dookie in your drawers? That's what sports assholes of the week do to me. They make me mad. They make me so mad. Could punch a wall. I could kick a dog. I could burn a Gordon Hayward Utah Jazz jersey right now. I would set that motherfucker on fire. And then I would donate the remains to Goodwill. And that's how you come back from being a sports asshole of the week. I'll never be a sports asshole of the week. I'm a sports asshole fan of the week. I'm a fan. F-A-N. P-H-A-N. Doesn't matter. Same shit. You get the F and. I'm sick of yelling into my phone. I'm sick of being mad. I'm sick of sports athletes that always being assholes. Yeah, I got a Calvin Murphy signature when I was little. So what? Yeah, I had Jason Hansen sign a football for my friend Jordan McGilly. So what? That's nothing. That's life. That's living. Went for a walk earlier. I was out in the woods. You know what I saw? Trash. So what? People say clean it up. I say fuck no. That's nasty. I'm putting my hands in all that shit. All people's shit. All wet and shit. I saw a fire extinguisher. What the fuck's that gonna do for me? I ain't on fire. This ain't Ricky Bobby. Shake and bake. I saw a shake and bake box. Then I saw the chicken laying next to it. Started a fire and made that shit. Then I ate it. Then I kept walking. Bear poo, dog poo, deer poo, raccoon poo. Shit everywhere. Everywhere, man. Used tires, new tires, 18-wheeler truck beds, cork drivers, screwdrivers, drunk drivers, all around. That's why they tell you to wear your seatbelt, because safety is the most important thing in life. Being safe, protect your assets, invest in Bitcoin. I don't know what any of this shit means, but I'm saying it like I do, and it's convincing somebody that this shit matters. You want to spend $5 on a corn dog and tots? You spend $5 on a corn dog and tots. If you'd rather hit up T-Bell and blow your bunghole out later, then hit up T-Bell. You live life looking in a mirror, and what you see is what you get. I'm 5'10", 165, 170, baby. Ooh. No one wants a piece of this diesel truck, son. But it's not because of my physique. It's because of my mental capacity. I will mind fuck anyone. I will fuck your mind. I'm talking to you, Klay Thompson. Quit being an asshole. That's what this whole thing's about. It's about you and that thin-ass goatee making 14 three-pointers, pissing off the fans. Yeah, I'm pissed. I was just trying to watch something on TV, trying to watch a little Mac-tion, a little Mac football. Can't even do it. Klay Thompson. Oh, Klay Thompson. Guess what? I don't care. I don't care. All right? KD's head looks like a damn Brillo pad. I don't fucking care. Steph Curry likes to chew on his mouthpiece. I don't care. DeMarcus Cousins getting technicals all the time. I don't care. Who cares? No one fucking cares. What matters is the way that you hustle. And dribbling five times ain't hustle, all right? I put my shoes and socks on just like you, Klay Thompson. Just like you. Just like you. And if I didn't smoke so many cigarettes, I could run for 40 minutes straight just like you. Just like you. You know better than me. 14 threes ain't nothing. 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 All right, everybody, thank God I calmed down a little bit. We're going to move on to segment two. This one's real short, real sweet. It's called Pointless Haikus. Just straight off the dome, pen to paper, paper to pen, mind unto writing, writing into speaking, speaking into listening, which is what you all are doing. Three haikus. Here we go. Listen closely, man. Birds, bees, boobies, triceps. Daddy Longfinger. Number two. Run, Forrest, run, bro. Bitch, be humble. Bow down. Dinner's ready in 10. Number three. The Alaskan elk doesn't ask for much. Eat these bullets. Simple. Artwork. Poetry in motion. You can make it happen. You can be somebody. And if you can be somebody, then you can get somewhere. And if you get somewhere, you got gas money. Because you ain't getting nowhere without no goddamn gas money. All right, here we go, motherfuckers. Back after Alan Jackson just way down yonder on a Chattahoochee. Your mama got something stuck in her coochie. Your brother's name Nico and he's got a raccoon. You better grab his bushy tail before he acts a buffoon. All right, that's how you transition into your college football picks. I mean, if you didn't see that coming, you're obviously not a fan. You haven't watched a lot of podcasts. That doesn't make any sense. You haven't listened to very many podcasts. You don't watch a lot of TV. Yeah, you're basically out of touch. You're out of touch with the world. And, you know, I would feel bad for you, but I can't. Because it's your fault. So we're going to break down this college football week 10. I'm going to do all the games where we got a ranked team involved. I don't know what my record is predicting this shit on the year. We can start from here, though. I guarantee you I'm hitting at least 70, 75% passing. I'm passing. Whole lot of D and maybe a little C. Might bump it up to a B. First game, you got Temple at UCF, Thursday night football, 6:30 on ESPN. I will not be watching. I do not care. All I know that old Nubby Arms is now with the Seahawks, and UCF is still winning. So that pretty much translates to me as he's not that good. I don't know. But I don't really see how Temple can win. Don't really care if they do. I'll take Central Florida. Let's just say a 10-point game. I'm not a spread guy. You might be a spread guy. I don't like to spread my butt cheeks. Some people like to spread their butt cheeks. Next game, Friday, 6:30, ESPN2. Pittsburgh visits Virginia. The Cavaliers. You know, both of them, they suck. This game, it's nothing to me. Am I watching? No. Do I care? No. Will I bet it? No. But Virginia's going to win. Clemson, noon, sharp, Saturday, gets it going against Louisville. Ever since Louisville has gotten Lamar Jackson's gone, it's been a rough season. 2-6 on the season. I don't really see a miracle happening in this contest here. We'll have Clemson. You know, they've been blowing people out. They're gonna take this one home. Dabo, you can go ahead and dab this one home. You got the Corny Huskers going to visit the the Ohio State Buckeyes, huh? Old Urban Sisthead. Oh, Urban Sisman. What is that, Jackass? Urban Sisman? I think that's the old guy and Johnny Knoxville played in Jackass with the long balls. Well, Scott Frost, he started pretty slow, bouncing back. I kind of want to pick Nebraska in this game, but maybe that's just a little fandom. It depends if the cyst is in the front or the back of Urban Meyer's head today or on Saturday when they play. If it's up in the cerebral area, that's going to block eyesight. It's going to give a headache. He's not going to be able to see the playbook. I think it affects them, but I think Ohio State wins, but I think they only win by 3. Next, you got Syracuse at Wake Forest. Once again, another ACC game no one gives a fuck about. Syracuse, surprisingly, I thought they were a basketball school. Apparently, they're turning into a football school. I don't know. They're 6-2. They're number 19. Wake Forest, 4-4. Say what you will. The Demon Deacons are about as average of a team as you are going to find on this slate. So you might as well give it to Syracuse. Thank the Jews. Apple Jews. Transition out. Texas A&M, 5-3 on the road against Auburn. I'm surprised Auburn is not ranked at 5-3. They do that every year. They should be number 21 or 22. Then they're going to beat somebody late in the year. They're going to jump up, and they'll be in the Peach Bowl, and everyone's going to be fucking happy. All right? But here's the deal. Texas A&M is number 20 at 5-3. Auburn's 5-3. Auburn is a better school. Always has been. Always will be football-wise. A&M stands no chance on the road. They just got beat down by Mississippi State. At home, I think, I don't know, doesn't matter. They're not very good. Auburn takes this one, I would say, at least by 10. Iowa State, surprise team of the year. No one had them ranked. I did. You can check the podcast. Preseason top 25, Iowa State, number 1. That's what I had. Some people call it bullshit. Say what you will. It's not my place. You have an opinion, I have an opinion. All right? And that's all that matters because I'm doing the goddamn podcast. Anyways, Iowa State on the road at Kansas. Kansas, surprisingly, 2 Big 12 wins already this year, doubling their total from the last, I don't know, 10 years. I don't think they're going to win at home. Iowa State does look pretty good, all things considered. Iowa State handles business against Kansas at home. Ooh, got a couple doozies in the middle of the afternoon here. 2:30 Central Time, CBS, number 6, Georgia. Goes into Kentucky to play number 9, the Wildcats. Surprising team of the year, most people would say, even though I might have just said that, but I'm saying it again. This shit's real, people, okay? Georgia Bulldogs are a good team. Kentucky is a good team. Actually, I'll take that back. Georgia's a great team. Kentucky is a good team. Kentucky does not really have offense. Georgia has a lot of offense. I am going to take Georgia by a wide spread in this game. Kentucky, your defense is good. It's been a fun year, but you are not a big boy contender yet. We will see you soon for college basketball, where you and all your NBA-ready players will be dominating here shortly. Number 13, West Virginia, goes on the road to Austin to play the Texas Longhorns. Bounce back game for Texas after a disappointing week last week in Stillwater. I still think they have a little bit of momentum. I think West Virginia is really good. I think they're really talented. This game is basically going to decide one of the teams who is going to play in the Big 12 championship. I would think. I would say Texas is going to take this one at home. It's going to be a bounce back win. They're going to play mad. They're going to play angry. Tom Herman hasn't had anyone suspended this time, which could make a difference. Could not. I don't know. Let's change the locker room, right? Let's get that locker room feeling good. Let's get some good boys. Let's get some good boys in there. Texas wins, no doubt. Oh, here it is, the sad one of the week. Iowa at Purdue. Tyler Trent, he's the story, the heartwarming story for everybody. Heartwarming story of the year in college football. Takes down the Buckeyes. I don't even think they beat Michigan State last week. I can't remember. I don't know. I'm terrible at podcasts. They're at home, Purdue, 4-4. Number 16, Iowa's coming into West Lafayette, 6-2. They've looked good. Tyler Trent said he will be at the stadium. That's hands down going to Purdue. Iowa, it's been fun. Thank you for waving to the cancer kids in your stadium. But instead of waving to cancer kids plural, you're going to wave to this cancer kid as his team kicks your ass. That's how it's going to go. Suck it up. Hawkeyes, you're not good, okay? You're not good. Okay, you're okay. You're okay. I'll save my Ricky Stanzi joke for later, but it's coming. You got Florida State, 4-4, going in to NC State, 5-2, number 21 team in the country. Don't know much about them. Florida State, I know they're not very good. I'll go ahead and take NC State at home. Let's see if they can play. There's a good chance here that they can show a little something. Still Florida State, still getting a lot of recruits. Still mean a little bit for NC State to take this one home. I'll go ahead and say NC State. Big game, big game, big game. You got Penn State at Michigan. Trace McSorley, Shea Patterson. They say Tariq Black might be back for the Wolverines on the outside. They still got a good running game. They've got an elite defense. Michigan's looking to make the college football playoff for the first time under Harbaugh, first time since it's been around. You know, this is the year I feel Harbaugh's really trying to dig deep and getting the most out of his guys, showing why he came to Michigan, why this is going to be the team that everyone expects them to be. I think that Michigan wins. I think it'll be a close game. I think Penn State plays up and down, but I do think they are a very talented team. We'll say Michigan by 3 at home in the Big House. Number 22, Boston College, 6-2 in Blacksburg, facing Virginia Tech, who is 4-3. This is an upset special. You heard it here first. Virginia Tech's going to take care of business. Enter that Sandman and blast that Eagles asshole out of town. Don't fuck around. Just handle your business. I know one person from where I used to live that will be happy about that. Missouri, 4-4. Drew Locke going into the swamp, face number 11, Florida. Florida's not very good. I think they're overrated, per usual. Good defense. Offense is questionable. I think their quarterback has a weird name, like Felipe or something, which is not very intimidating. He could probably beat me up, but that's not the point here. I'm going to go ahead and give it to Florida, no doubt. You got the Utah Utes going to Arizona State. 3 p.m. Central Time. So I don't know. What is that? 2? 1 o'clock? Early tip-off game. Herm Edwards, he's going to have his guys ready. I think it'll be a close game, but I think Utah will escape. I think Utah will escape Arizona State. Now, here is a tricky, tricky, tricky one. You've got Notre Dame going to Northwestern. Northwestern 5-3 on the season. Notre Dame 8-0. Notre Dame has been tested more than once. They've been able to come out on top every time since. I think that Irish luck will run out. You know, I'm not Catholic, so I don't have to vote for Notre Dame. I don't have to. I'm not going to. I think Northwestern has a really good chance. I think Pat Fitzgerald will have his team ready to play. I think that a lot of people will overlook Northwestern. Like, they're not too big of a deal. You know, they've kind of played up and down this season, but let's not forget they're coming off a 2-touchdown win at home against Wisconsin. Not saying a lot, but they still beat them. You know, they've got wins over Rutgers, Nebraska, Michigan State, only lost by a field goal to Michigan. You know, had some early season struggles, lost to Duke and I think Akron maybe. But I think they're a pretty good team. And you're getting them at home in a night game. That's not somewhere that I want to be. That's not someone who I want to be playing. If I was Notre Dame, I would be very, 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 very much on upset alert this week. I'll go ahead and say it. I think Northwestern will win this game. I think it'll be a very close game, but I think Northwestern finds a way to pull this out at nighttime. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But, you know, sometimes things happen, and that's what we're going for here. Let's see. You got Louisiana Tech at Mississippi State. Don't even need to go over it. Mississippi State will handle its business. The big game of the week, the big dick game of the week. You've got Alabama heading to Death Valley to suck that tiger dick, bitch. To play LSU, number 1 versus number 3. It's hard to say who will win this game. You know, Alabama has just been destroying everybody, but then they also have a pretty weak schedule up to this point. They haven't really played anybody. LSU has played a little bit tougher schedule, and yet they only have the one loss. I think it'll be a good game. I really do, and I want to pick LSU, but I just don't know if that's something that I can really do and feel confident about. I'll take Alabama in this one, but I think it'll be closer than people think. They've got, right now, I'm seeing that LSU is a 15-point underdog at home. We'll see if Joe Burrow can keep that offense moving, because they're damn sure going to have to, trying to chase Tua around the field and keep up with his points. But I'll go Alabama. I'll go Alabama by 6 or so. Another good game, the ABC game at night, is Oklahoma and Kyler Murray on the road at Texas Tech. Texas Tech has a freshman quarterback who is, you know, for the most part, untested. He hasn't really had a chance to prove how good he is yet. This is a huge opportunity in Lubbock. Texas Tech is sitting at 5-3 right now. They're currently about 2 touchdown underdogs. Being a Longhorn fan, I know how tough it is to play in a place like Lubbock where they're just throwing the ball all over the place and no defense is being played, a.k.a. Kyler Murray. Or, I'm sorry, not Kyler Murray, but Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes 2 years ago. I think both teams scored 60-plus points or something like that. I think this has the makings to be similar. I don't know if Texas Tech's offense is going to be quite good enough to keep up with Oklahoma, but I sure as hell like to see it happen. I'll take the Sooners because it's hard to bet against one of the best college football players out there right now. But it's going to be a close game, so keep your eye out on that one, peoples. You got Fresno State Bulldogs at UNLV. I don't care about either of those teams. Fresno State 7-1. Play a pretty easy conference. We'll take them for the win. You got number 8, Washington State, hosting California, who is 5-3. Washington State, Mike Leach, does crazy things. Got to stick with him. It's going to be the time for Washington State this weekend. Washington State will win. Yes, sir. That's your college football slate. Done. Let's get it started. Time to jump into my third segment, another short but very sweet segment. It's called Burning Questions. I can take calls from people, text, you know, hit me up. You got a question you need answered, struggling with something in life, just call me up, hit me up. I'll answer anything. I'm not scared. My limits have no boundaries. This isn't Fortnite, okay? You're not restricted to one area here, okay? This is the fucking wheel of life. And I'm open for it, okay? I got 2 questions. I'll give you 2 answers, real short. Let you know how this section's going to go, you know, how this segment's going to play out on a weekly basis during this podcast. Question 1. Is transgender sex with another transgender person considered gay sex or straight sex? The answer? Who the fuck knows? Who knows? Do I care? No. Would I be a part of it? No. Does it sound good? No. Does it gross me out? Yes. 2 girls and a boy. 2 boys and a girl. A girl and a boy. A girl that was a boy that is a boy that could be a boy that is doing a girl that was a boy that could be a boy that don't know if it's a boy. So that's really how you can answer that. 2nd question. Do 2 wrongs make a right? Answer. No. But it sure feels good to be an asshole. It does. It feels good to be an asshole. If someone cuts you off in traffic, is it right to yell at them? No, you should probably just move on with your day, smile more. But what's the fun in that? Fuck them. Get out of your car, take whatever objects you have, hit them with it. Hit their car, hit their vehicle, politely say, I'm sorry, and get back in your car and go on with your day. Happiness is a warm gun. Well, this has been exciting. This has been a good show. I feel very confident in myself, very confident in my abilities, very confident you'll smile, very confident you could laugh. It's not up to me. It's up to you. You have to accept me with open arms and open hearts. Just let me in. Let me consume you. Let me be in you. Let me soak in you, as the Mormons would say. We're soakers. We're all soaking together. Which leads me to the final part of this podcast. The NFL slate. We got to pick them. I'll go ahead and pick the games. I'll give you the scores. Give you a little something about each game. In my opinion, we'll wrap it up with this. We got the Limp Dick Championship tonight. You got the Raiders coming to town, play the 49ers, Thursday Night Football. Nobody cares. C.J. Beathard might not even play. Does it really matter? No. It's the only Iowa quarterback in the world anyone knows besides, second time for the day, Ricky fucking Stanzi. Shout out Ricky fucking Stanzi. Okay?
Shout that motherfucker out. The Raiders got the check down king, Derek Checkdown Carr. Okay, I'm looking for a huge game of 20 completions for less than 4 yards. It will be epic. Fucking epic. If I had to choose, which I guess I do, I'll say San Francisco wins the game. San Francisco will win the game, all right? This is going to be a whole lot of D. Taking a whole lot of D, all right? We're going to call this the Kim Kardashian Bowl tonight. And the 49ers will win, I will say, 17-13. Book it. Sunday. The 3-4 Falcons go into FedEx Field to play the 5-2 Washington Foreskins. I like the Falcons. Not convinced on the Redskins. Their record looks good. Defense got a good add and safety with Clinton Dix added to the team. I still think the Falcons take care of business. Matty Ice, Julio Jones, Tevin Coleman, Calvin Ridley, Mohamed Sanu. They got a lot of weapons on that offense. You know, they are playing outdoors, which could change things a little bit, but I like the Falcons to win this game. We'll go 27-20. The Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are going into Cleveland to face the coachless Browns. I think Cleveland did the right thing. I think Cleveland will look like a lot better team. I do think they will come out and play inspired this weekend. They have some of the best fans in the NFL. Is it enough to win? The dog pound will say yes. The mat pound says no. Chiefs 31, Browns 20. The Lions going in to Minnesota to play the Vikings. Vikings off a tough loss to the Saints. Lions off a tough loss to the Seahawks, have made some moves, traded the ex-Seahawk, ex-Lion, Golden Tate, now in Philly. I think it was a good move. It's what they needed to do. They got Snacks from New York, which was a great pickup for the defense. They are looking for the future, not for this year. That being said, I think the Lions are still a decent team. They have a chance at the playoffs. As far as Minnesota goes, I think Kirk Cousins and the wide receivers they have out there are very talented, and I think they're going to end up winning this game. We'll go 27-24. Chicago Bears, okay?
Mitchell Trubisky, okay? He's pretty good. He's okay. Am I sold that he's great? No. But can he run and lead that offense that, you know, Matt Nagy's bringing out there every week? Yes, he can. They're 4-3. Should have Khalil Mack back this week. Best defense in the league. Playing the Bills. We don't even know who their quarterback is going to be. Probably Nathan Peterman. They just brought in some other USC guy, what, Matt Barkley or something. It's not going to matter. If Peterman's playing, that's awesome news for anyone who's got the Bears defense and fantasy. The Bears will win this, no problem. Bills Mafia, they'll be out. They'll be throwing dildos. They'll be breaking tables. They'll be yelling at people. They'll be fat. They'll be cold. They'll be the same shit they always are. But I like the Bears to win this one. I like them to score a decent amount, too. I'll give them 34. I'll go 34-13 over the Bills. You have a good AFC North matchup this weekend. You've got the 4-2-1 Pittsburgh Steelers going in to Baltimore to face the 4-4 Ravens. Ravens lost last week. Looked like shit against the Panthers. Steelers, you know, it's hard to count against them. They've got a lot of athletes. Even with Le'Veon Bell not being there, James Conner's playing out of his mind. One Harbaugh will win this weekend, one won't, and it's not going to be John Harbaugh. It will be Jim on Saturday with Michigan over Penn State, like I said earlier in this podcast. Steelers, they're going to handle business 28-24. That's the pick. You got Fitz fucking magic, Fitz fucking tragic, going in to face Scam Newton, having a good year. Carolina looks pretty good. You know, almost back to a couple years ago when they looked unstoppable. I think this is going to be a lot high, pretty high scoring game. You know, probably a lot higher than people think. But the thing is, Fitzpatrick always shows up when it matters most. And somehow Carolina's going to squeak this one out. 34-31 at home. Book it. Next, we got the Jimmy Neutron-led Jets heading into the Rocket Ships Dolphins. I don't like either team. If I could pick... I can pick a tie. And you know what? I'm going to pick a tie. This one's going to end 0-0. I don't like either team. I don't like anything that they're doing. They both suck. And I'm going to go with the tie. A 0-0 tie. The Texans moving on to their sixth win in a row. Book it. Just got Demaryius Thomas from the Broncos. Going to be a great add alongside Hopkins outside. Got Watson still. Got Deontay Foreman coming back. Kiki Kuti coming back. That offense is loaded. The defense has been playing well. J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney. No one wants to fuck with them. They've got linebackers. They've got secondary with the Honey Badger. Denver, they basically just traded us someone who's going to tell everybody the whole playbook. So, yeah, this game's not going to be close. I'll go Texans. 37, Broncos 24. Chargers going into Seattle to face the 12th man. Seattle feeling good after a good win over Detroit. San Diego, think they had a bye week. You know, they have been on fire. Melvin Gordon's been running all over people. Phillip Rivers is throwing more balls to receivers than he is to his wife currently, which is just unheard of. But if he keeps that up, if he keeps balling all year, I think San Diego will make the playoffs, and he will have at least two more children by the time we next year at this time. I will say the Chargers beat the Seahawks. Let's go 21-14. Touchdown win there. Then you have the 8-0 Rams going to the Superdome to play Saints. 6-1 Saints. Saints have been hot. Lost, what, their first game and struggled against Cleveland and then haven't looked back since. L.A., they have not lost a game yet, but the defense does look a little sketchy to me. I think New Orleans in that dome is able to hand the Rams their first loss of the season. You look at New Orleans, they just got so many offensive pieces. Like, I can't even keep up with them. I hate having them in fantasy because they just got all these different dudes and they just come out of nowhere. And it's like, what the fuck? But they keep winning, and I think they'll win this week. Let's go for a nice high-scoring game, a real close high-scoring game, too. Let's say 41-38 Saints. Sunday night, the GOATs go head-to-head. Aaron Rodgers and the 3-3-1 Packers will go into Foxborough to play Tom Brady and the Patriots. Patriots have looked real good lately. Packers have looked okay lately. They shipped some people out of town, didn't bring any talent in. Everyone's saying, why do they give Aaron Rodgers help? Why don't they give him help? I don't know. I'm still not sold that the Packers aren't going to be in the playoffs without Aaron Rodgers. With Aaron Rodgers on that team, you can never count him out. And same thing with Tom Brady on the other side. You know, obviously weaker division. They're going to make the playoffs. They're already 6-2. They're setting up to be, you know, 11-5 at worst. But I think this week could be one of the weeks they lose. I picked Green Bay last week, and nobody else did, and I thought it was a pretty good pick. And based off that game I saw from Green Bay, I thought their defense looked decent in the first half at least. And I think they have a real good shot to go up and beat Tom Brady. It'll definitely be a good game. It'll be close. I will go 27-24 Packers. And that leads us into Monday night. Jason Witten, the Booger Mobile. Anything you could want in a Monday night football. Anything you could want. The bros, our bros, Jason Witten and Booger McFarland. Old Boogie, he's been rocking all year. Jason Witten doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. But the Cowboys are playing. He's going to be giddy. He's going to be... Yeah, that's going to be Jason Witten talking about Jason Garrett. All right, we're just lucky Tony Romo ain't going to be involved in this bitch, or we'd be in for a long fucking night. Tennessee, they suck. They can't run the ball. They can barely pass the ball. They got a good defense. Their offense is horrendous. I like Amari Cooper. In this new Dallas offense, I think it gives, you know, obviously helps Dak stretch the field. They don't need any help running the ball. You know, they've still got a decent group of wide receivers now with Cooper there. I just think, you know, now Cole Beasley will be a little more free. And this is definitely going to help them. I like the Cowboys to win this game. It won't be a huge high-scoring game because, like I said, Tennessee's got a really good defense. The Cowboys got a pretty good defense too. So let's go Dallas 24, Tennessee 17. Those are your NFL picks. Lock them in. Use them on your CBS. Pick them if you want. I've been hot lately. So hot. Got a radio interview later. They've been asking me, Matt, how do you do it? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't fucking know. You know? So that's what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them I don't know, and I'm just going to keep doing my thing. That's it. All right, everyone. That's going to wrap up Where in the Fuck is Tim Couch? Episode 4. It has been an absolute pleasure to be with you guys again. I hope that your ears were moistened and lubed and penetrated perfectly by the sound of my voice, by the jokes that I tell, by the seriousness of which I go about life. Remember, family first, getting that nut off second. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Peace, love, and pussy.